Don't you love a light bulb moment? Something that wasn't clear all of a sudden becomes crystal clear. You get it now. You understand. You finally see what you didn't. Light has shone on the darkness. I had an amazing math teacher in high school. Miss Merritt helped me see and understand so much of what seemed beyond my understanding when it came to algebra, geometry, and all the rest. Why do we even care what X or Y is? Because there is meaning and purpose behind it. She helped me see that, and now I am trying to help my girls see that. Discovering what is true and being led to understanding in life is not something we can do on our own. We do not have the answers, and we are not to lean on our own understanding because we'll mess it up every time. Instead, we are to trust in the Lord and look to Him alone for truth and understanding. He will guide us to it as we seek Him. He is the way, the truth, and the life. All wisdom begins there, and we are to seek after it. I'm thankful for the gift of the Holy Spirit in revealing truth to me. I love light bulb moments of understanding what is true. Jesus explains the work of the Holy Spirit this way, John 16:12. I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear, but when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on His own, He will speak only what He hears, and He will tell you what is yet to come. As a parent, we guide our children. There are some things too heavy for them to bear when they are young. As they grow, we equip them with the principles, truth, and understanding for each season. They grow this way into maturity. In the same way, Jesus, in this moment with His disciples, can't reveal everything. It would have been too much. But the promised Holy Spirit would be that helper, that comforter, and guide. We too have that same Spirit as believers to guide us as we seek the Lord. We can know the direction God wants us to go when we're faced with life decisions. We can have peace when the world around us is in chaos. We can know truth because the Holy Spirit is our guide. God wants you to know what is true. In a world of confusion, He is the anchor you seek. He is the truth. But you can only see it and know it when your eyes are opened to it. Isaiah prophesied 700 years before Jesus that Messiah would be made known. They would see His miracles, they would hear His parables, but they would not see or hear. Jesus reminded them of this prophecy, Matthew 13:14. In them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah. You will be ever hearing, but never understanding. You will be ever seeing, but never perceiving. For this people's heart has become calloused. They hardly hear with their ears, and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and turn, and I would heal them. But blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. Don't close your eyes to the truth of God's love for you. If you do not see it or understand it, I pray your eyes will open today. I pray you see your need for a Savior and His gift of forgiveness and grace for you through Jesus. Once you know, taste, and see the goodness of God, what was once hard to see becomes crystal clear. That's the truth. Blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. I am so thankful because now I see. I'm Lori Klein.